Authoritarian Sociopathy, Toward a Renegade Psychological Experiment. Chapter 12, Methods and Procedures. We will rent a meeting room in a shopping mall or another space commonly used for consumer surveys and present ourselves as soliciting feedback on a new movie trailer. A surveyor in unremarkable clothes holding a clipboard will offer individuals from the general population some small reward, such as a $10 gift card, if they agree to watch the trailer and participate in a questionnaire. This is what's known as a convenience sample or opportunity sample, which is not a perfect random sample, but is considered valid enough to suggest further research. To show a statistical significance, we will need at least 100 subjects. The surveyor will lead the subject down a hall to a waiting room. This hall must have a fully visible surveillance camera, and the surveyor should make some gesture to bring attention to it. In the hallway, there should be a prop of some kind that will be easily recognizable to the subject later, as in a distinctly patterned carpet or an unusual plant. In the waiting room, there will be a seating area from which the subject can see the door back to the hallway and a door to a back room, both labeled exit. The subject can also see a television screen displaying surveillance footage of the hallway they just came from, but no sound. The memorable prop should be in the shot for continuity. While in the waiting room, the surveyor will provide the subject with a clipboard and ask them to fill out a short questionnaire while they retreat to the back room, purportedly to set up the trailer. The questionnaire will ask for all relevant demographic data: age, sex, ethnicity, income, education, political affiliation, etc. It will also contain questions about movies. How often do they go to the movies? What genre of film do they enjoy? What movies have they seen recently, etc.? Embedded in the list of movie questions must be the question, do you consent to viewing video depictions of violence? Obviously, those who do not consent will be eliminated from the subject pool. When the surveyor returns for the clipboard, he will also thank what appears to be a previous participant, but is actually a confederate of the experiment. The surveyor asks the subject to wait for just a few more minutes as he sets up the movie trailer. Once the surveyor returns to the back room, the confederate exits towards the hallway, leaving the subject alone in the waiting room. When the confederate exits the room, they will appear in the hallway on the surveillance screen in the waiting room, reinforcing the continuity between the two. At some point after they have left the scene, the surveillance footage will switch from a live feed to a pre-recorded incident of unprovoked assault in the same hallway. The audio of the assault will be played from the hallway to create the illusion that the attack is right outside. The brutality will begin with shouting, escalate to shoving, then a beating, which could reasonably result in serious injury, until finally the assailant will drag the victim off camera. Half of the subjects, selected at random, will see a video in which the assailant is wearing a police uniform. The other half will see the exact same scene, except the assailant is wearing civilian clothes. Professional stunt actors should be hired to do the choreography of this scene so there is as little disparity in the performance as possible. If the subject opens the door to the hallway, that will be counted as an intervention. If the participant either takes the exit toward the back room or stays in the waiting room until the end of the footage, that will be counted as not intervening. Regardless of the outcome, once the participant has made their choice, the illusion will be revealed and the entire scope and purpose of the experiment will be disclosed. The surveyor will reveal himself as the experimenter to conduct an exit interview. All subjects will be asked to complete an emotional survey describing how they felt and what they were thinking during the experience. They will be asked what motivated them to make the choice they did. Subjects who intervened will be asked what they intended to do once they entered the hallway. Were they going to yell at the assailant? Would they physically intervene or simply record the incident? Subjects who took the other exit would be asked where they were going, were they searching for an exit, or were they seeking help from the surveyor?